Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
And thanks to Rex Gorrell, this is Footy Spotlight. Quality service, professionalism, competitiveness and a culture to exceed customer expectations. And now for Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer on the Bellarine Highway in Newcombe, we can head downstairs into the Richmond huddle. Adam Kingsley's been kind enough to join us. Adam, Ian Cohen, Darren Berry, Heath Buck and also Michael Barlow with you. Good luck to the Tigers. Couple of noticeable ins. One man who appears to have been in emergency since about 1972 in Camden McIntosh. And the other one's called Dustin Martin. Talk to us about those two.
Yeah, we're pretty happy about those inclusions. Toby Nankervis will add hopefully some grunt around the ball as well. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about Dustin coming back in. He you know, he's over his ribs, obviously, and fit and ready to go.
So what does a dusty fit and ready to go mean? Because I reckon when we called the first game, Lee Brown, sitting in our expert chair, said, look, he just wasn't quite right. And then obviously he's had a period of time out. What's he been battling and what are you expecting out of him today?
Oh, look, it's just the ribs. He got a knock in his ribs during training, maybe 2 weeks before the season resumed. And, you know, they just lingered. They didn't go away. So he was a bit sore. We decided we needed to fix it rather than persist and try and push through. It wasn't going to get any better, so we made that call, which is a pretty difficult call when you've got a player of his quality. So, but you know, we had to do it, and you know, we probably paid the price a little bit last week. But he'll play his normal role, bit of midfield, bit of forward. Hopefully, you know, hopefully be able to kick some goals and get some clearances, which we know how damaging he is when he gets hold of it.
Adam, it's Darren Berry. I won't say good luck because you know I'd be insincere if I said that. You know where my allegiances are. But I called the Tigers last week, Adam. And it was a very, for me, calling the game an un-Richmond-like performance of the last 3 or 4 years. You mentioned the word grunt with Nankervis into the side. It really looked to be missing last week across the board, and it was almost like Hawthorn beat you at your own game.
Oh, they did, yeah. They set up really well defensively. They were strong and hard in the contest. We, you know, we were probably, you know, beaten in that aspect of the game, in you know, which we probably win most weeks. We certainly were outworked through the midfield. You know, defensively, we're still quite strong and have been for each of our games, but we just need to find a way to score, don't we? So, you know, win the ball and put it through the big sticks. That's the name of the game. We haven't been doing either as well as what we normally do.
And Adam, Michael Barlow up here, a team you know very well on the other side of the Magnets tonight, St Kilda. So they've been pretty good across the start of this season. They've been really good in one game and then and fell away quite significantly last week. You'll be preparing for their best. In terms of their best, their midfield, who are some dangerous players that might you guys look to stop across the day?
Yeah, look, they've got a different mix through their midfield now, based on when I was there. You know, Bradley Hill coming into them certainly adds a lot of speed and class on the outside for them, which probably didn't have 2 or 3 years ago. So he's an interesting one. He'll play on the wing, but he'll really run anywhere. And as you know, more than most, he and his ability to run and cover the ground is unparalleled in the competition, really. So we need to be mindful of him. They're a pretty good contest team in and around the stoppages, you know, with both rucks being pretty good, Marshall and Ryder, Jack Steele, Seb Ross on ground, Dan Hatterbury. You know, they're pretty good players. And given the time and space, they can really hurt you. So, you know, as you know, we've spoken about with Darren, is that our D1, our blitz in at the contest, our ability to win the contest, win the ball, put pressure on them, is really important. So, you know, that's something we focused on during the week. And if we can get that right, then, you know, we should be able to win plenty of our ball for ourselves and put them under the pressure when they win it and hopefully turn it over.
Yeah, and Dan Rioli goes out of the side today. He's been a mainstay, obviously, over the last 3 or 4 years. A bit of I suppose it's a mini statement, isn't it, for a club that's been you know, had the ability to go in unchanged for a long time for over the last 3 to 4 years with consistent performances. So everyone's on notice on the back of that?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, Daniel is a really important player to us at his best and at our best. And the reality is we've probably hurt him and his opportunities with the way that we've been moving the ball. And, you know, he's got some things to work on. And he played an extremely good game in the practice match before this game this afternoon. He was really good. So seems like he went back, enjoyed it, found a bit of form. And, you know, him at his best is a really good player and certainly adds to our group.
Adam, we know you've got to head off. Just quickly, what's the next hour hold for you for our K-Rock listeners?
We'll have just a midfield recap around our responsibilities through the midfield. Each line will do that. We'll meet as a team. Dimmer will go through a couple of different strategic things that we want to execute during the game, stuff that we've been focusing on during the week, and then our boys will get ready to play.
All right, good luck with it. We appreciate your time on K-Rock. Thanks for jumping on the phone.
No worries, guys.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.